In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all Saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My name is Father Celso, and we are going to begin a new talk on the new era of the divine will. This new era of the divine will is the third fiat. The first fiat was of creation. The second fiat was of redemption. And now the third fiat is of sanctification. And this is the whole reason for Luisa. Jesus and Mary spoke to Luisa from early age, when she was just but a child, to her whole entire life. They fed Luisa the first bread, the bread of the divine will. Luisa spent hours as a child in front of the Blessed Sacrament. Luisa lived on the Holy Eucharist for most of her life. And Luisa was the first person out of all in the church who heard from Jesus about this era, this new era of sanctification, this third fiat. When you look at Saint Faustina, Jesus was explaining to her his divine mercy. When we look at St. Margaret Alacoque, the Lord showed her his Sacred Heart. So in the history of the church, these private revelations has helped the church understand from these holy individuals a new and abundant life, little by little. And now with Luisa, Jesus wants to get her ready. So what she puts down on paper, what she writes is to be given to the world so that the world can get ready for this era of sanctification, this new era. So we are going to begin with volume 12, May 22nd, 1919. And Luisa says, continuing in my usual state. Luisa's usual state was victimhood. She was suffering the sufferings that we all go through, physical, spiritual, mental, emotional sufferings. We all go through this to a greater or lesser degree through the person next to us. This is part of the fallen nature that our Lord gives us, allows us to go through so that we can draw closer to Him. And she says, my little mind was wandering in the holy will of God. Okay, so she understands that this holy will of God is thinking with the mind of Christ. And Luisa begins by saying her mind is little. It's tiny. How can she comprehend the infinite mind of God? And so she begins to say this so that we can understand that what she puts down on paper is human terms from a divine reality. So Luisa is trying to explain to us, my little mind puts down on paper what God is speaking to me, what I can write on paper. And she says, and I don't know how, she says, but I understood how the creature, the creature is a word in Italy, Puglia area, where Luisa is from, in Corrado. The creatura is the creature, the baby that has fallen to the ground and is hurt. It's broken, it's bleeding. And a mother, a father, a grandmother, an aunt, an uncle would say, help the little creature. Pick up that little hurt one. The little baby that's crying, that's hurt. And so Luisa calls us the fall in the fallen nature, even though we have been redeemed by Christ, we are still fallen. We're still broken. We're still bleeding. And she understood how we, mankind, all of the children of God, do not give back to God the divine glory, which the soul, the child, the little child of God, is obliged to give back to God. See, God deserves all the glory, all the praise, all the love, all the adoration. We get a glimpse of when we're in front of the Blessed Sacrament, when we're in front of Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity, when he's in the monstrance, we are called to recognize who he is and adore him and love him and praise him and thank him and bless him and worship him. But more than that is to do it in a divine manner, the way Adam did before Adam fell. Now we must remember, Adam was in the image and likeness of God. We enter into the image of God through holy baptism. What God is asking us now is to enter into the likeness of God. How do we enter into the likeness of God? Jesus says to Louisa, what you will put down on paper, the book of heaven, what you will write will be the way and the how this is going to happen. So as we read the book of heaven, every word that Jesus speaks to us, every thought that our Lord wants us to begin to understand from a divine perspective is written down for us to read and reread, to focus on this, to study it, and to put it into practice. So this book of heaven, Jesus tells us, it has the language of heaven. That's what Jesus says to Louisa. We have to learn this language. It's not natural for us just to read it and understand it. It's like going to another country and beginning to hear a language that we've never heard before. You have to spend time studying this language, learning this language, understanding what the words mean. And that's why we read and reread. We want to hear what Jesus said to Louisa, what she was told to put down on paper by her spiritual director. Her spiritual director said, you must write every word or you will go to hell. You will commit a mortal sin if you don't obey me. So what Louisa put down on paper, she didn't want to, but what Louisa put down on paper is everything that Jesus told her. And a lot of this was between this intimacy between Jesus and Louisa. This intimacy is a father with his little child. This intimacy is Louisa becomes the mother and the little child is Jesus. That she kisses the little baby Jesus. She hugs the little baby Jesus. Jesus kisses the little baby Louisa and hugs the little baby of Louisa. Again, it's to begin to understand how God sees us, and especially during the Christmas season, how we see God, to hold him and to love him, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, as this little baby in Bethlehem. So here, Louisa says she felt embittered. Why? Mankind is not giving back to God what God duly deserves. He deserves to be loved divinely, not just humanly, because this is how Our Lady loved Jesus. This is how Adam loved God as his father, my God, Adam would say, Jesus told Louisa. What Louisa now feels is, how do we get back to that place where we give to God what is God's, what God deserves. So she says, my sweet Jesus, wanting to instruct me and console me through an intellectual light. So Jesus is revealing to her. This is like the illumination of conscience that's coming. All of us are going to go through this, this illumination of conscience. She told, Jesus told Luisa, my daughter, Luisa, all of my works are complete. So here, Jesus is showing Luisa that everything is done. Everything is ready. Therefore, she says, the glory, the honor, the praise that the creature, that the child needs, must give to God will happen. It will be complete. It's going to happen. So Jesus consoles Luisa and consoles us. It's going to happen. We are going to love God the way God deserves to be loved, not just humanly, but divinely. So this is what, what this new era is coming. This new era is about. The last day, Jesus said, will not come until all of creation, the whole of creation, has given to Jesus, given to God, the honor, the glory, which I, Jesus, myself wanted and established. That's what's coming. What God wants and established, this third era of sanctification is coming. And he says very, very clearly, and what some do not want to give to God. So he says this, so I, Jesus, take it from others. And in these redoubleable, and in these, I, God, redouble all the graces which all the other souls reject from me. And from these, I receive double love and double glory. That's us, hopefully, that we are giving back to God what our family doesn't want to give to God, what our neighbors don't want to give to God, what our coworkers don't want to give to God, what even our parishioners don't want to give back to God. We take their place. Now, you remember Our Lady at Rudebach, when she appeared to St. Catherine Laboure, her hands, one hand was rays of light, and the other hand, no rays of light. And she says, this is what the people give back to God. They accept all the grace that I am giving to them. And this hand, the rays of light, are rejected. So Our Lady has already told us with a miraculous medal to St. Catherine Laboure, that there are people that don't want the grace of God through the Blessed Mother. Jesus says this, I will take from others, and I will redouble the grace which others reject from me. And from these souls, hopefully that's the little souls of the divine will, the little children of the divine will, I reach the point of giving the graces which I would give to 10, to others I would give to 100, to others that I would give to 1,000. Think about that. All the grace, all the love, all the honor, all the glory to God, he says, I will give to one person as to 1,000. All that grace is not wasted. All that praise is not wasted. All that glory is not wasted. So he says, sometimes I give the graces which I would give to entire cities, to entire provinces, even to entire kingdoms. And these love me. These souls give me the glory of 10 for 100 for 1,000. And then Jesus says this, in this way, my glory on the part of all of creation is completed. And when I see that the creature cannot make it, in spite of her goodwill, I, God, draw the soul back into my divine will, in which she finds the virtue of multiplying one single act as many times as she wants. Giving back to God the glory, the honor, the love, which all the other people do not want to give to God. So we can see here the beginning of the understanding of repairing and redoing in the name of everyone and everything, past, present, and future. This repairing and redoing is going to amaze the world. So we'll end there with a blessing. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, and the prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.